With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Another weekend, another wintry blast for parts of the South. Along the coastal Carolinas, they're digging out from at least a foot and a half of snow. Charlotte, North Carolina, got around a foot, and there's bitter cold as well. The Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida area saw snow flurries, while temperatures plunged into the 20s in the Panhandle and the 30s in South Florida. The Kennedy Center in Washington will be closing for a couple of years for a major makeover.
The president has complained that D.C.'s Performing Arts Center is tired, broken, and dilapidated and needs an overhaul. He announced on social media that the center will close on July 4th and construction would begin. Since taking office last year, the president has installed himself as chairman of the famed Kennedy Center and added his name to the facility. In recent months, there's been a wave of cancellations by leading performers, musicians, and groups. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's confident the House will soon pass a spending bill to end the partial government shutdown. Hints that the meteoric rise in precious metals prices could be over. The price of gold in Asian markets has tumbled up to 9%, while silver sees similar declines.
Gold and silver are normally considered safe investments in times of political and economic uncertainty. They also become more attractive when low interest rates and a weak US dollar make other options, such as stocks and bonds, less appealing. Until last week, their rise had appeared unstoppable. But Donald Trump's appointment on Friday of Kevin Warsh, who may favor higher interest rates as the next chair of America's central bank, the Federal Reserve, sent the dollar rising and precious metals dipping.
That's the BBC's Nick Marsh on Wall Street. The Dow futures are down 119 points. This is SRN News. Another hospital gets out of the transgender business.
This one is in Washington State. Officials at MultiCare Mary Bridge Hospital have announced they will no longer give puberty-blocking drugs to children nor perform surgeries on them in order to help them live as the opposite sex. MultiCare joins a growing list of hospitals that are getting out of the transgender business under threat from the Trump administration. The president has vowed to cut federal funding to any facility that promotes transgenderism to kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Texas State Board of Education has delayed voting on a proposed list of required books for K through 12 students. The decision came after discussions about the religious focus of some of the materials. Republican board members say they see the religious materials as historically significant. Parents, they note, can opt children out of any readings that they are uncomfortable with. The board voted 13-1 to postpone the decision until April, this to allow more time for feedback. This is SRN News. Researchers in Alaska using collar calves to study a remote population of North Slope grizzly bears.
12 bears have been equipped with cameras capturing their daily activities. The study aims to understand their diet and survival strategies. Now, you may be wondering just how the humans convince the bears to wear the cameras. You don't just walk up and say, "Hey, Yogi, you want to wear this camera?" To fit the bears for the collar cams, the researchers tracked them by helicopter. A team member fired tranquilizer darts from the air, with others keeping track of injection times, thus helping determine when the bear was safe to approach on the ground. Jason Walker reporting.
U.S. air travelers without a real ID or another acceptable form of identification are now subject to a new fee. $45 charge pays for non-compliant travelers to use a new alternate ID verification. More details, SRNNews.com.